So, dann legen wir pünktlich los oder fast überpünktlich. Herzlich willkommen zur Pressekonferenz mit unserem Cheftrainer Albert Riera. Zwei Tage vor unserem nächsten Auswärtsspiel in der Bundesliga. Es geht für unsere Eintracht zum Nachbarn, zum FSV Mainz 05. Spiel wird am Sonntag um 15.30 Uhr angepfiffen und live auf der Zone und im Audiokommentar bei Eintracht FM übertragen. Gestern Kontingent natürlich ausgeschöpft. Freuen uns auf eine tolle Unterstützung unserer Fans in Mainz. Schiedsrichter am Sonntag ist Tobias Stieler. Coach, welcome to the press conference before the Mainz game. Please give us your thoughts.
Good afternoon, all of you. We'll start a little bit different. After, I will answer your questions if you are interested on something else. I wanted to start with a little bit. I'm already 6 weeks here, so I already smell a lot of things, already or completely adapted to the role, and I detect a lot of things. One of them, I always say to my players, I have a big nose. God gave me a big nose, only not aesthetically, not the most beautiful, but I can smell a lot of things. And I wanted to make a reflection with you. No, one of the things, and of course, journalists, you have to write your opinion. This is always understanding. But I want to advance to a situation that I promised the first day. What I want to bring to this building and to the team, to the club, it's positivity. We don't have problems. We have things to solve. We have situation. We need to give options. So before to create one ball that it's now it's about, we are not scoring a lot of goals like before. We are not creating a lot of chances. And of course, we will talk about these situations. But I wanted that... you cannot solve everything. Life is about the challenges, but one of the challenges, or the big challenges, was to put the mood to this team, to these players, to this building. You know that all of us, we were a bit low, no, and we stopped conceding goals, we stopped conceding chances from the opponent. That's why I have the paper. We can discuss about the number because I have exactly all of them here with me. I am the first that I am. I put a big targets, a big ones, a higher ones, because this is what it gives you the motivation. But at the same points, I like to be honest and realistic. Football has no memory. Football is today. So today we are talking that, maybe Champions League, maybe Europa League, and we're talking about this. 6 weeks ago, we were the worst team on conceding goals of Europe, not Bundesliga. And now we are talking about that we are not scoring goals. So... that's the point that we say we need a balance. We need a balance. And my responsibility is to bring here always positivity. So that's why I wanted to make this reflection with all of you, that I don't want to create any ball about this. We are working on the of course, on improve on an offensive way. But also we have to know who we are. We have a deficit of 7 months that we have still in our back. These many goals conceded and all this deficit on points. So... now we arrive in March and soon will be April. That is the moment to fight for the titles. And we can fight for one position maximum. And then we don't have a cup. We don't have a Europe. So we forget very fast the things. And what I want, that's why I wanted after 6 weeks and forever that you know me, we have to analyze all the situation. But the main point that I want with you and also with my players is we need to touch with the feet on the ground. We cannot fly. We are the same like 6 weeks ago. The players are exactly the same like 6 weeks ago. We were the worst in conceding goals. So I want to be fair to everyone. I want that we know who we are. We know that we are. Now we are not perfect. So before we were not a disaster and now we are not... full of Maradonas. So I want this. I want calm. I want that we give stability. We have a fans that they are fantastic. They have a big expectation, the same like us. We have to be together. But sometimes we can confuse the situations we're talking about. Some targets that they are not real. We are in a deficit of 12, 15 points because on the targets that we want to fight or we would like to fight at the start of the season. This is not the situation, so let's be honest, let's be with ourselves, for us. I always say that in life, if you have expectation that they are not the true or they are not the reality, you will be unhappy. So what I want is the reality that we have is we are improving, we are trying to work on the thing that we have the deficit, and we're going to try to, let's say, recover the deficit that we have. When you have one operation, you're going to recover from this operation, but the scarf, your mark of the operation, you will have all the time in your knee. This is exactly the same. We have a scarf with a lot of goal conceded, and then now we are trying to solve and to recover. And I wanted to make this reflection with all of you, because of course you are the first that write and give your opinion and everything, but also at the same time, people, they are reading you, they are paying attention to what you're saying, and I wanted that we bring here only to this club positivity, options. If it's not working, we lose one game, we're going to go for the next one, and it's like this. And I repeat, I'm someone that I'm saying this not when we are losing as excuse. I'm saying now that I think the players that they are the most important, they are in a good moment, they are in a good mood, but now we are not the best, and 6 weeks ago also we were not only a disaster. But we need to be fair, and we need to be careful, because at the end we are the ones that we are every week together, to that we can confuse a lot of people. So I wanted to share this reflection with all of you. Okay, and the other one that is individually, I have written about individual players. I know that you like to have for every player, but that's why I'm saying that I don't like to talk, because then I'm not fair with the other ones. If we talk about Doan, I am not fair with Fares. If I'm talking about Götze, I'm not fair with Louvre. I want to be fair with my player. My players, they are everything. And they need to be, to feel important for me. They are, because they know from me directly. I need all of them at maximum, at 100%. And then after that, I need to take decisions. If one is playing, the other one cannot play, because we cannot play with more players on the pitch than the opponent. So I will ask you that to request as less as possible about individual question about the players, because it's not the question that I like to answer. Okay? So.
Coach, thank you. Your questions, please. Eure Fragen, bitte. Nicolas Richter und dann Matthias Mergert.
So we talked to Aurel Amenda. He said that your focus this week was more lying on the offense. What were you focusing about? Was it the build-up of the play, or was it the finishing the play and getting the goal done?
Yesterday we were at the training and it was on offensive. Like this, you can see that we are working on offensive also, not only on defensive, and today it was defensive. Every day we are working different aspects, because you need to touch all of them, all the details that we're going to find against the Mainz on the weekend. So every day we use, for some reason, today was a defensive part, how to defend the moments that we will not have the ball. But I am sure that we're going to be dominant, we're going to be a team that going to has that will be the protagonist of the game against Mainz, and to solve the situation that we will find. So you have to be good on both. Even if we are 70% team, that it means 70% with the ball, when the other 30%, you also have to be a top team. So we are working on both, and we have every week 4 sessions for training, so we have time to prepare everything.
Hey coach, you told already a little bit, but beside winning, what is your plan for the match on Sunday exactly?
To score a lot of goals and to don't concede goals. That's the point. That's what I call to play well. Look, when I started my career as a coach 5 years ago, I said to the players, because that was a question for all of us, the coaches, say, what do you call to play well? Because for you maybe it's one thing, for you another one. At the end, what it means for you to play well, we can be days talking about it, but this is about opinions. And when I started my coaching career, I said to the players, to play well is to score a lot of goals. And then I said, well, what about if you concede more than you are scoring then? So then after that, straight away, after a few months, I say, hey, I change my mind. Oh, no, I don't change my mind, but I will add something as this, to score more goals than the opponent, because then you don't have to concede chances. But this is what I am saying to the players, is don't concede and try to score a lot of goals. So for this, you need to do a lot of good things, defending and attacking.
Johannes Wolf von der Bild.
Hello, Coach. I have to ask you about a specific player for Johnny Burkhardt. It's a special game. It's his former club. He played there, came from the youth there. I know you keeping your starting 11 quiet, but I tried anywhere. Is there any way you can leave him out of the starting 11 going back to his former team? And if not, do you consider him being the captain of the team for Sunday? Thank you.
Individual question, and then I will answer collective question. It doesn't matter the name, doesn't matter the passport, doesn't matter the age, it doesn't matter if you won a World Cup, it doesn't matter if you are the most beautiful of the team and the ladies and the tribune, they would like that this player plays. It doesn't matter this. I am not checking this. What I am checking is, against Mainz, which characteristic of players we need. Which kind of characteristic had Johnny? Has specific, no? As a striker. Younes is totally another kind of a striker, totally. Kali is another kind of a striker. So which characteristic we need for this game? This is what I'm paying attention. So which kind of defenders they have? Oh, they have a fast ones. Okay, maybe I need a stronger one as a striker. No, they have a slow. I need a striker fast. They have a fullback that it's, let's say, is slow. GM is a perfect winger. So what I want to say is, it depends on the characteristic, it depends, because every game you're playing against a different opponent. So I'm checking, okay, against this opponent, I imagine how it's going to be the game, and I say, I need this characteristic. So again, I repeat, it's not about, Johnny was not on the bench because the previous game he played bad. I said here on the press. So it's not because they are not training well, it means because I imagine the game on one way, how I can hurt the opponent, and I need a specific player. So I cannot tell you if he will play or not. Of course, you already know that I will not give any advantage, but I want that you know when we're talking about one player. If he's not playing, it's because, then Albert put Kali. So what he wanted to find, and then we can talk about this. But it's not because the player is playing bad or he's not training good.
Ingo Dustewitz von der Frankfurter Rundschau.
Mr. Yeah, we've seen a lot. We saw Brown on the right, Kali as a winger, Collins on the left, but we didn't see two clear strikers. Is it too risky?
No. We've been practicing, as I said last week, no, that we've been practicing. Last week it was the first time we practiced with two strikers. But with the red card of Robin, it was not the moment to play with. But we are ready. We are ready. And if the team we need to play with two strikers, we'll play with two strikers. Because one of the points is the good players, they have to play. That's the point. But of course, we are talking about characteristics, what the team needs. And the reason that my preference is to play with one striker is because I want balance. And balancing means this. It's not because you play with more strikers, you will score more goals. Or you will play with more defenders, you will concede less. This is not true. Now we are defending with a line of four, and we are conceding less goals than before that we were playing with five. So with the strikers, it's exactly the same. So it's about what you're trying to find. For me, it's a balance. So you're going to put two strikers, you're going to see on a beautiful way that they say, hey, two strikers, we can score goals. Yeah, yeah. But if we lose the ball, we are one less defending. On the first attack, on the first reaction. So I want that you also understand that when sometimes I say, Albert, another striker, Albert, put them together. And who will get the opponent number 10 of this player? Hugo. Hugo will have two players. So I'm thinking also about this. I'm going in front. When we are trying to score a goal and Jupp or Kali, they are with the ball and trying to dribble, I'm thinking, how is my defensive line? In case we lose this ball, how we are? Are we in a good position or not to recover again the ball? So I'm thinking about these things, and but I understand your question. We are ready for this. We are ready. We practice it. And maybe it will be in the next game. It's one option to play with two strikers. So I already give like this the surprise to the opponent, and they have to be aware. But I repeat again, we are ready for this, but we have to see over this the positive and negative, because everything that you will do when you play with one striker has the positives and negatives. You play with two has also positives and negatives. I'm trying to give a balance to every game, as I said, to play well. That it means to create a lot of chances and to don't concede chances.
Wir zu Absolut Fußball, Christopher Michel und dann Nicolas Richter.
Yes, hello, coach. The update for the squad. I would like to ask for Uzun, Ebnu Talib, Tiat, and Knauf. How are they doing? And yes, who could come into your squad?
I have a very good news because except Kawa and Rasmus, the rest, all of them, they are available to be in the list tomorrow. So I have to cut some players on the list because I think it's the only championship, if I'm not wrong, that is only with 20 players, now with 23. Okay, maybe we can change this in the future. My colleagues, they agree for the next season. But yeah, on the rest, all of them, they are ready for the list.
I got a complete different question. As you came here, you got your two co-trainers and Pablo Arteta and Lorenzo Dolcetti here with you, and you took over Jan Fieser. What's the workload separated on you four? Who's responsible for what challenge?
Good question. I didn't ask before. Okay, the first one is I don't have with my staff a goalkeeper coach, and I don't have with my staff analyst. Okay, because these two persons, I prefer that they are from the place. Why analyst? Analyst, if I bring one analyst, my analyst will need, coming from Slovenia, from Spain, from Italy, will need 2 months, 3 months to know Bundesliga, to know the players individually, collected. No, no, I prefer from here. And then I will inform to him what I need from him. But I need that is from here. So that's why in my staff I don't have analyst. I don't have the goalkeeper coach because it's a special position, and I'm not a coach of technically goalkeepers. Everyone, the goalkeeper has a different technique. I'm not on this. Just I want the characteristic of the goalkeeper that I said. I want big, fast, tall, and brave, the most important. So this, I'm giving this feedback to the goalkeeper coach. I say, hey, now you have to prepare a goalkeeper like I want. But then I have two assistant coaches. That one is, as you said, Lorenzo is... he's a specialist on set pieces, so he's the one on set pieces. That's why when we scored that goal last week about the set piece, I was talking to him. I said he was happy, but it was the first goal in 6 games. So I said, don't be so happy. I need much better. And but at least we score. And Pablo, he's with me since I start. My coaching staff, we are very close with the Arteta family, and he always was close to us. And he's someone that gives me the balance. He's the let's say the second coach, and is I am someone active and someone that lives all the situation with passion. And he's like, you know, in a marriage, you know, the if both they talk a lot, and then this will finish bad for sure. No, so you need someone that talks, another one that listens, no? And he's the other part that when I need the car, when I need this person that is understanding, who give me this balance, apart of a fantastic understanding of the game that he's helping me. And Pablo is the one, the coach that I sent upstairs on the tribune, because he has another vision of the game, and he sent the information to Lorenzo. So we always have these different eyes of the pitch. And that's why I separate both. One is with me on the bench, the other one is upstairs. And Jan Fieser, that he was already here, a fantastic assistant for us, because I always like from the club to have one assistant, because he's giving me also the history, the feedback, the to understanding why was happening this or not. And so I need a person that was in the club, and he's the perfect one. We decide also with Marco that he will be the one to be with us. And also he adapted very fast to my idea, to the what I want for the team. So I am really happy with the staff that I have at the moment.
Johannes Wolf.
Coach, you mentioned that before, you're quite happy about the returning players, but also that you have cut some players and disappoint even more. You have a lot of players who are have the or want to play every game, and also that's because they came here, that's why they play here. How do you handle disappointing players at all? Do you care about these kind of situation, or are you just like straight away and I don't care, it's all about the team? How do you handle these kinds of situation, because it's quite a lot of good for you, but quite a lot of players you have there to choose.
When you are honest to your players, when you straight away say what you see, you don't have any kind of plan. You don't have to care about this situation, because the players, they know from me. Of course, as you said, all the players they want to play. All the players. I don't know one player that is. You say no, you will not play, and he will be happy. That's impossible because I want players hungry that they want to play. But there is something that I explained to you before, that it's about understanding what we need for the next game. So one player that is unhappy because if he's not playing, but understands the reason why he's not playing without telling him, because I am saying we need this characteristic of player, we need this characteristic, this game we're going to do this. So all the players, they have different characteristics. So straight away when I talk about the plan of the game, they understand why they are not playing. Because I explained the reason why, what we need in every game, no? Defending and attacking, offensive and defensive. So they understand, the players. So that's why I'm not worried about this, because they know. They know what I'm trying to find for the next game. Because I'm never saying that I put the best players every game. I put the best player for this game, exactly for this game. So now one player will be disappointed because they're not playing against Mainz, but they have to be ready for the next game because I need their characteristic for another kind of game.
Christopher Michel.
Yes, coach, you often talked about the topic self-confidence of the players, and that is very important, about 50%. How do you see the process in self-confidence at the beginning the self-confidence was low, and now?
No, it's high, because I can see they are trying to do the things that we demand. Of course, not easy, because it will be easy pass. You just pass here, and from here you pass here, and then I can bring a group of friends, and then they will do it. Of course, it's a high level, high demanding, and I demand to some players things that before they were not doing. But this is the way how we play, how we want to create this style, and the most important, I say, how you give this confidence. Very easy, that they are not afraid to lose the ball, they are not afraid to do it, they believe, and then you are doing, because we accept the mistakes, but we don't accept to don't react. So if you are asking me what we are doing the best at the moment, I will tell you that is when we lose the ball, the reaction of the players. So pay attention on this on the next games, you will see. Because on the trainings, I can see on what we improve. Last week, we were talking about two players that they came in, no, with Jan and Younes. And I said, you are from a different team. Why? Because when they lost the ball, they didn't react. I said, you are from another team. You are not a Frankfurt team player. And now this week, they've been working with us already. It was four sessions last week and four sessions this week. And now you are Inter Frankfurt player. So now you are ready again. Because this is one of the most important things in football. You can lose the ball, who is not losing balls, no? But to react, to recover again, and to know how you have to react and how you have to defend, this is very important, and at the same time very beautiful for one coach to see that they are educated, that they believe, and they are doing. So accepting the mistake, this is the first they are accepting, but then they are reacting. So this gives this confidence that they need.
Pepe Schmidt from Wiesbadener Kurier.
Hi, coach. My English is not so good, and I want to translate Bartosz this question. Bartosz, Mainz hat gestern gespielt, hat ein schweres Spiel. Glaubt Trainer, dass das Auswirkungen haben kann, dass es einen Vorteil für die Eintracht haben kann, dass sie sich eine ganze Woche vorbereiten konnten?
So the question is about Mainz, the game yesterday, the conference league against Olmutz. Could that be an advantage for us, that there may be some kind of tire position?
Advantage for sure is an advantage for us. So that's why first I wanted the extra time. Sorry for them, but I wanted the extra time, to the 0-0, and then they will win on extra time, because we need in Europe when German players, German teams, they are playing, we go with them because of the coefficient. We agree, no, that we want. Of course, I want Freiburg to win yesterday and Mainz win, and because we need. As many clubs as possible in Europe. But from other side, of course, this is an advantage, because I've been playing Thursday, Sunday, and I know how it is to play every 3 days. Especially you need to have 22, 23 players that not all the teams they have. This is first. Second, because it's already almost April. So it's you are not fresh as when it's September, October. So, of course, it's a bit advantage for us, because it will be not a very different team, the first 11 that they play yesterday. So today for them, for us, it was a beautiful day to train on the defending side, and we are fresh. And for them, today is a regeneration day, and tomorrow is already minus one. And the second day of the game is when you are more tired. So of course it will be, I can say, an advantage, but they have also the advantage of that they are playing home. They have the advantage that they are playing to also to don't be relegated, so they have a big target and they will play at 100%. But I consider that it's an advantage that physically we should show that we are more fresh than them. So probably will be one of the games that we need to be patient, and at the end, 60, 70 minutes, that is when we score the goals, we will be more fresh. Okay.
Okay, okay, perfekt. Ja, okay. Verstanden, perfekt. Dann machen wir mit Johannes weiter.
Coach, talking about the resume, you talk about that you've been 6 weeks here, and also the fine roulette has been here for 6 weeks. How do you think that the roulette of fines you established here, how does it came along with the team, and how many fines there are, and who was the player who had to clean the bus after the St. Pauli match?
Before this, the roulette there, when they have the fines, I will advance that is, we don't have too many. So they are respecting, but still there is some few ones, but the little ones. The little one, it comes from the questionnaire in the morning that you have to answer. How is your mood? How you slept? And this and today I forgot. Then don't forget, boom, and it's. And then, but there are small ones on timings, on respecting the team, on the serious ones. We didn't have any problem, and one of the sentences that before the roulette there that I put to them, I said, I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud to control your time. That it, I prefer that we don't talk about this. Everybody's on time. Everybody has his responsibility. So they understand that this is the most important, that we don't talk a lot about this. We talk one time. We have to. It's a must. We have these rules. Respect it. But then we put in one box, we put the roulette is on one corner and we don't touch it, because it's not something that I want to talk a lot. I want to talk how to win, how to play well, how to defend better, and this is more beautiful to talk. But they're being good boys for now, by far.
Kommen wir langsam zum Abschluss mit Ingo Dustewitz, bitte.
So you've talked about it. You've been 6 weeks here. Can you tell about the comparison between the Bundesliga and the league in Slovenia, maybe the atmosphere and the level?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, but this is, it doesn't matter if it's one league is top five in Europe and another one, no, and it's not about comparing, also about players. We can compare about players, but the players, sometimes we compare players that they are not even in the same position. You cannot compare players, no? This is exactly the same. We cannot compare the leagues, but in that league, I had one characteristic that now I don't have. I have another ones. So every league is different. Here, what I can talk is about that that the teams are very competitive. Most of the team they used to play the modern football. What it means, modern football, many situation, man, a lot of duels. It's very physical league. Also, that's why I'm talking that. Sometimes you need to defend with the ball. That is also defending with the ball is important, because you need to make the opponent tired, because during 45, 60 minutes, it's difficult to break the lines of the opponent, because they are fresh. They arrive to the helps, covering with a lot of players. And this is one of the things that I see more different, that it's very physical. And sometimes you need, as I said, to be patient, because one game is 90 minutes. It's not only 45. And if we score later, then to be patient. But physically, very, very. This is probably the, I will not say surprise, but one of the things that I was thinking that it was not as much, no. But that the opponent, they are not afraid to anyone. Here, everyone can be to almost to every team. So open league. So that's why every game you have to give your 100%.
Coach, thank you very much. All the best on Sunday. Danke euch, allen Eintracht-Fans. Ein schönes Wochenende und wir sehen uns am Sonntagnachmittag in Mainz.
Okay, danke schön.